Blog Talk Radio.
Top flight.
We in the build, yeah. We in the build, yeah.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. I used to chase up the money. I wanted the finer thing. I was a troop in 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on this evening. Praise the Lord. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. We are live. We are uncensored on tonight. This is more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. It is truly a blessing to have each and every one of you on the line on tonight as we go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit be live on the line with us on tonight. And we just ask that you have your way, Lord. Lord, we ask that you touch the speaker on tonight, Lord. Touch him in a mighty way from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the message you are about to bring forth to us. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything that is about to transpire on the line on tonight. Let somebody receive their deliverance on tonight. Let somebody receive an answer on tonight. Hallelujah. Let somebody receive that salvation. Hallelujah. On tonight. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for that family member that is about to get saved. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the miracle healing that is about to take place in somebody's life on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are about to open up the windows of heaven and pour somebody out a blessing. They won't have room enough to receive it on tonight, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Once again, this is, hallelujah, the anointed truth of Christ, more than an hour of power. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Once again, I'm your host, Elder Andre Crevo Sr. We are getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every person who has called in. Hallelujah, on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody who has tuned in on Blog Talk, everybody who has tuned in to us on Facebook Live, we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into our scripture reading for tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Which leads into, amen, our time of testimony service. Praise God. Hallelujah. We call it, amen, the sermon. Amen. Before the sermon. Praise God. We're going to go to our keynote scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 on tonight. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all, hallelujah, generations. Praise God on tonight. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on tonight. Tonight we want to look at verse 5 on tonight. Hallelujah. He says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. His mercy is everlasting. But I like this. He says, but his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. That word generations, amen, has multiple uses in the Bible. Praise God. That word generation doesn't just mean, amen, from grandmother to granddaughter, from granddaughter to daughter. Hallelujah. It doesn't just mean generations as in time. Hallelujah, amen. That word generations also translates loosely, amen, in the Hebrew language into people. Hallelujah, amen. So he's not only talking about, amen, a time thing, a generational thing. Not only what's this, not only does his mercy and his grace, not only is he good to Moses, not only was he good, hallelujah, amen, to the people of the Bible, not only was he good to your grandmother and your mother and your grandfather and your father, hallelujah, the same promises that God made to your forefathers, God is also making to you. Hallelujah, on tonight, the same promises. Amen, that Paul was able to receive. When Paul was able to receive salvation, he was able to receive deliverance and redemption for his past, for killing Christians, and God turned around and molded him and shaped him into the man of God, not that he wanted to be, but the man of God that God wanted him to be. Hallelujah. God cleaned him up and gave him a second chance. Praise God. That same, hallelujah, amen, attitude that God had with Paul, God has that same attitude with you, that same grace, that same mercy, that same forgiveness. It applies to you. So not only does it go down through time, generation to generation, hallelujah, amen, but if we use generation as the word people or a culture, that means that God's love, God's mercy, God's grace is not only everlasting, but it goes from people to people, from culture to culture. See, somebody might want get you to believe tonight that God is only smiling down on a certain people, on a certain culture, on a certain race. Hallelujah, on tonight that God has chosen a certain people. Hallelujah, amen. But we learn in the New Testament, amen, that God went not only, hallelujah, to the Jews. He went to the pagans, hallelujah. He went to the Gentiles, and he gave us instruction to go to the entire world, the four corners of the earth, to preach the gospel. Now, if he told us to go to the four corners of the earth to preach the gospel, that means that the same promises that he made in Jerusalem, hallelujah, apply to people in Africa, they apply to people in Asia, they apply to people in Europe, they apply to people in Australia, South America, here in the United States. In other words, hallelujah, the same promise that God made that person over in New York. Hallelujah, watch this, the same promise he made to Billy Graham wherever he was. Hallelujah, it's the same promise he made to T.D. Jakes back here in Dallas. It's the same promise he made to me. Hallelujah, and it's the same promise he made to you. See, not only does God's forgiveness, not only does God's mercy, hallelujah, not only is God good, amen, through time, he's good, amen, through geography. Hallelujah, no matter where you are, when we divert back to the first verse, he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. He didn't specify a specific location. He didn't specify your background. He didn't specify your denomination. Hallelujah. That means everybody, amen, is included, amen, in the salvation and the deliverance of the name Jesus Christ. Praise God on tonight. It's everlasting. It ain't going to run out. Hallelujah. He ain't going to get tired, amen, of forgiving you. He ain't going to get tired of being merciful for you. Hallelujah. He ain't going to look in the jar and say, I'm all out of grace. Hallelujah. I'm all out of mercy. Praise God. And for that, you should be thankful. Hallelujah, amen. For that, amen, praise God, you should bless his name. Hallelujah, amen. Because the same God that saves your grandma from the wretchedness that she used to do, is the same God that can save you. Hallelujah on tonight. The same God that's saving somebody right now somewhere in Alabama is the same God, hallelujah, that can save your kinfolk right now wherever you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting. Praise God. His truth endures to all generations. To all, hallelujah, generations on tonight. And for that, we should be thankful. What do we call it? We call it an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Meaning before, when you come to the throne of grace, hallelujah, praise God, you ought to appreciate the grace and mercy. Hallelujah, the love. You ought to appreciate that God is just good. Hallelujah on tonight. You ought to appreciate it on tonight because you want God, and I know I ain't lying, you want God to take you to the next level. Hallelujah. I don't care what level you on because people are greedy. We greedy. We always want more and more and more. So no matter what level you are, no matter who's watching, who's listening in, you want God to take you to the next. I don't care if you're on top right now. You want God, hallelujah, to take you to the next level. But before God can take you to the next level, not only do you have to master the level that you are, you got to appreciate it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to appreciate what God has already done for you in your life. Hallelujah. Once you begin to appreciate what God has done, God will begin to promote you. Hallelujah. God will begin to change you, to evolve you. Hallelujah. To move you to the next level. But I'm not going to move you to the next level until you first appreciate the level that you're on. Hallelujah on tonight. I use the example all the time. You want to be over McDonald's. You want to run McDonald's. Hallelujah. You want to run whatever little job you got, but you don't appreciate, amen, working the fry station right now. You don't like flipping the burgers right now, and you let it be known. Hallelujah. You don't appreciate the job. You don't appreciate the pay. Hallelujah. You don't appreciate the work, and you don't take no pride in nothing that you do. Hallelujah. But yet, you want somebody to promote you to the next level. Hallelujah. Your manager not going to promote you to the next level at that job because you don't appreciate answering the phones right now. Hallelujah. You don't like it. You complain about it, but yet you want to be taken to the next level. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't nobody going to take you to the next level with that little funky attitude that you got. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. And God is the same way. He said, if you don't appreciate that you're already in glory, don't ask me to take you to glory until you realize first you're not moving to glory. You're moving from glory to glory. Hallelujah. You are already in glory. Hallelujah on tonight. God has already positioned you. But until you can understand that, until you can receive that, he's not going to elevate you to the next level. So as we come before the throne of grace on tonight, hallelujah, I want everybody out there that's about to testify. If you're out there on Facebook, amen, and you got a testimony or a prayer request, we strongly encourage you, amen, to call into the line tonight. The number is 516-666-9967. Hallelujah. That's 516-666-9967. Hallelujah, 6-7. We're going to be here for the next 45 minutes or so. Praise God. So we invite you to call in, amen, and get and put your testimony on the throne of grace. However, if you don't want to call in, praise God, amen, you can also leave your testimonies in the comment box. Praise God. We will read those on air and put them on the throne of grace as well. Praise God. So without further ado, I'm going to open up the line at this time. Praise God. If there are any callers on the line tonight and you have a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, we invite you to put that on the throne of grace at this time. Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one?
2 Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need.
Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Amen. We will be, before we close out our broadcast on tonight, we will be opening up the line again for testimonies and prayer requests for those of you that have called in on tonight. Amen. Praise God. So we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. And after we go to the throne of grace, then we're going to introduce our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, we ask that you just move in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Open up those windows of heaven tonight and let your glory fall on each and every last one, a person that is in the sound of my voice on tonight. Everybody that came tonight seeking an answer from you. Hallelujah, Lord. Open up our hearts, our minds, our ears. Open up our eyes. Hallelujah on tonight so we can see and hear what you are saying to us on tonight so we can receive, hallelujah, the deliverance you have for us on tonight so we can receive that answer so we can see clearly what you are trying to do in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. We praise you on tonight. Touch the speaker in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord. Allow him to decrease so that you can increase. Simply use him tonight, Lord, as your mouthpiece of instruction, Lord. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. And we are sitting here attentive and ready to receive your word. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we just want you to know, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah. Do what you do, Lord, and be God. Hallelujah. All by yourself. And we thank you on tonight. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God once again on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank y'all for watching out there. Amen. On Facebook, we praise God for each and every one of you on tonight. Everybody who has called in live to the line, we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. So allow me, amen, to introduce our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. He is the pastor, amen, my pastor, amen, of Hallelujah Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah. Located at 2501 Sentinel Drive, Arlington, Texas. We encourage everyone to stop by and hear a word from God. Amen. At Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah. We have Sunday service every Sunday. Amen. At 11 o'clock a.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you can get there by 9:30, we're going to have a little Bible study with you. Amen. We're going to have a little prayer and devotional service. Amen. We're going to have our worship service, and we're going to hear the word of God. So we invite you to stop by on a Sunday morning, amen, or even on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, amen, to hear our speaker on tonight. Amen. And our speaker on tonight is none other than our very own Bishop Mac Page, man of God. Hallelujah. It is in your hands. Let the Lord use you on tonight.
Amen. Amen, brother. I just want to thank you. Thank God for all that he's done for us. Appreciate God for all he's done for me and all that he's doing for you. I like what you said earlier, that we are not trying to get somewhere that God has already put us somewhere. We've been working and working year after year and all of these days trying to get to heaven and not realize God, if you're saved and accepted Jesus and been filled with his Holy Spirit, you're already seated in heaven. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I'm going to try to take my time to do it, but I'd like for you to turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 51 and 5. And my topic tonight is going to be, don't think the way you were born. Think the way you was created. Don't think the way that you were born. Think the way that you're created. Now, one thing that Jesus came preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand. John the Baptist came preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand. And the disciples preached the kingdom of God and those things concerning Jesus Christ. That was the message, that there was going to be a coming kingdom that was going to be established on earth that came from heaven. That is why one of the reasons we pray, thy kingdom come, so that thy will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so God was bringing earth to us. I mean, bringing heaven to us rather than for us trying to get to heaven. And so I thank God for that tonight, that we try to get an understanding of that. So now if I've been born again, I don't want to think the way that I was born. I want to start thinking the way that I was created. Now, if you look at Psalms chapter 51, verse 5, we see David here. He see himself in sin, and he done messed up, and he realized he done slept with Bathsheba, and he realized what kind of person he is. But here in verse 5, he said, he tried to give an excuse for what he did, but he said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So here I see David say he was conceived in sin, which means that he was born in sin. Now, most of us, we were conceived in sin. Amen. You see, but we wasn't created that way. Amen. Because we were born like unto God, and because we were born like unto God, so Jesus came down to change us from the state that we were in and to put us in the state that God wanted us in. But the only way then I can walk free of my sin, I got to realize that God has taken me out of a place, one place, and put me into another place. And so stop thinking the way that you was born and start thinking the way you was created. If I'm going to think the way I was created, that means God created man in his own image. He wasn't created in the image of the devil or in the likeness of sin or the likeness of the devil. He was created in the image of God. But until those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior, until you start thinking that way, you will never become that way. The Bible does say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so this is what I'm going to deal with tonight. Now, we know if we was in the condition that we're in, If you look at St. John chapter 3, we see Nicodemus coming to Jesus and talk about, I know that you're a man. You couldn't be doing the things that you was doing except God was with you. And a statement that Jesus said to him, you must be born again. St. John chapter 3 and 5. You must be born again. Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. You must be born again of water and spirit. And so because I've accepted Jesus as my Savior and I've been born again, it means that I'm not who I used to be, because that's why he said be born again, because he's letting me know that you got to be born from who you were unto who God wanted you to be. So you must be born again. Now, if you're a person who's been born again, you got to stop thinking who you used to be and start thinking about who God made you. And that's been a problem with us. We can't get in thought of who we are, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. And that's why the Bible tells us we have to renew our mind. And so tonight we want to renew our minds to who we are in Christ Jesus, because it seems to be a problem there that we say we've been born again, but we still don't recognize who we are. We're still working, trying to get somewhere that God has already placed us. And I want to talk about that a little bit tonight. Jesus said that, we must be born from above. Now, if I've been born from above, that means I'm in likeness now of that which is from above. And that person I'm like unto Jesus. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 45, verse 45. We'll just go there and read the scripture, because I want to take you through the word of God. It's because the Bible says if we are here to represent Christ, then we got to represent him through his word. We can't represent him any other way, not what I say about it, but it's what God said about it. And the Bible said, let God be true and every man a lie. Let God be true and every man a lie. Now, I can't go by what I think about myself, because if I go by what I think about myself, then that won't be the truth. Because if I'm born again, I'm born of something that you can't see. Jesus talked about the spirit blows where it listed. You hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it came from. And so if I can't see it, that means I'm not born into an unseen kingdom. Amen. I'm in an unseen place. And the unseen things, God said, those things are eternal. But the things that are seen, they're temporary. So we don't want to be in the temporary thing. We want to be in an eternal thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 45. It talks about how we are sown. We're talking about how we are sown in a natural body. We're sown in a natural body, and it's raised a spiritual body, and there's a natural body, and there's a spiritual body. Then it goes in verse 45, says, as it is written, the first man, Adam, was a living soul, and the last man, Adam, was a quickening spirit. How be it that which was not first, which is spiritual, but which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are also they are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthly, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly. Now I say, brother, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do corruption inherit incorruption. So if we are born again, we've been born after the image of Jesus, not the first man, Adam. You see, we came from the first man, Adam, after he fell from sin, after he fell from grace, and he fell into sin, and he didn't get children until after he fell into sin. And so everybody that was born from then on was born of that first man. But now, the Bible tells us now if we've been born again, we are not born after the natural man anymore. We are born after a spiritual man. And so, like as the spiritual man, well, so are we like the spiritual man now. But we got to start change our thinking. That's why the Bible said, repent. Repent means to change your mind. You see, a lot of us, the reason that we are acting the way we act because we don't realize who we are. You see, when you come to realize that you are no more natural, but you are a spiritual man, and that we are not looking at that which is natural anymore, but we look after that which is spiritual. We're after that which is spiritual now. So I got to change my thinking from being natural to being spiritual. See, I've been born of the Spirit. And that's where my thinking has to change. If my thinking never changed, then my action never changed. But if my thinking changed, my action changed. Because as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So God is here not want to deal with the outward man anymore, but he wants to deal with the inward man that was created after the image of Christ Jesus. And I'm trying to tell you that you got to change the way you think tonight, amen? Because we've been born after the image of Christ. Now the Bible goes on and says, you know, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So it says, any man be in Christ, he is a new. Now somebody said the word new means that original. When something is new, it's original. So I can't think about who I used to be, because if I keep thinking about who I used to be, then I'm going to be thinking about the things I used to do. But if I start thinking about the new me, then I'm thinking like Christ thought. I'm thinking like what God thinks about me. And so I'm accepting the fact that now, because of what God said, I am who God says I am, and I can do what God says I can do. I'm going to let God be true and even let myself be a lie, because my own mind or my own thinking can deceive me. Because if I'm thinking I'm something that I'm not, then I'm going to act like the thing that I'm thinking that I am. Amen. And so if you've been born again, stop thinking about the way you was born and start thinking the way you was created. If I realize that I think about the way I have been created now, the Bible says I've been created in righteousness and holiness. I've been sanctified. I've been glorified. Amen. That Christ has done everything for me, that all of my sins and everything that I did, he bore upon a tree. Everything that was against me, he nailed it to the cross. Everything that God and the Word had against me, that Jesus took all those things away so that I might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You see, you are God's righteousness. God made you righteous. Not that you made yourself righteous, but God made you righteous. See, it is God that's doing the work. You see, what has been happening, we've been trying to do all the work and not enter into his rest. See, when I enter into God's rest, I cease from my own labor to become, and I enter into the rest that God is doing for me. You see, most of us don't realize it is God that's doing the work. But you see, we've been trying to do the work and won't let God do his work. And because we're trying to do the work and don't let God do his work, then rather than the working with God, we are working against God. See, the Bible says it's hard to kick against the prick. You see, you're working against your own salvation by not accepting what has already been done for you. You're having all those pains. You're having all the trouble you're having in your life, trying to do something that God has already done for you. Isn't that something that the word that is being preached today? You gotta. And not accept what God has already done. You see, that is where the unbelief is. This is why the Bible says, if we believe that Jesus died, and rose again, amen, he said, you shall be saved. If you believe that Jesus did what he did on the cross, you can be saved. No matter what you've done in the past, no matter what you've done, God has already taken care of your past and gave you a future. You see, if you don't accept this, then you don't have no future, because you're still going to be working with the things of the past and not the things of the future. You see, God did everything for us so that we could have a future in him. And he saw that there was no other man can do it himself. So God came down and clothed himself in sinful like flesh and operated as a man and did the things as a man that others said that we couldn't do so that we could be saved. But have you accepted what God has done for you? You see, if you keep thinking the way you're thinking, you're going to keep acting the way you're acting. You see, if you don't accept your identity in Christ, you're still going to be identified with Adam. And as long as you identify with Adam, you're going to be still creating the sin and have the thoughts of Adam, and you're going to still act like Adam. But once we come into the mind that Christ has saved me, he has died for my sin, and he's made a way for me to be righteous with God, and through his blood, I am that I am by the grace of God. You see, that's what you got to be able to say to yourself. I am what I am by the grace of God. You see, not you are who you are by what you do or what you are trying to do, but you are who you are by the grace of God. Now, if you can accept that, that means no matter what I've done, no matter what condition I in, because of the grace of God, he can change all those things that you thought you were and thought you couldn't be forgiven for. He can change all those things tonight if you would just accept the blood of Jesus. And when you accept the blood of Jesus, he saves you, and then he puts you into his kingdom. You see, that's what God is trying to get us to do, to accept his, accept what Jesus did so he can put us in his kingdom. And when he puts us in his kingdom, the king then takes care of his people. Amen. You see, that's good news right there. Amen. A place where there be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness, because none of those things are in God's kingdom. And if you recognize that God has already placed you there, then you won't bow your back down always trying to become something that God has already made you. I call that the big lie. That was the lie that the devil told Eve. Yea, if you do this, you will become as God, knowing good and evil. If Eve had known who she was, she wouldn't have accepted that lie. She wouldn't have did something that she shouldn't have done, trying to be something that she already was. You see, that is the saint's problem today. We are still working, trying to do something, to be something that God has already made you. Stop thinking the way you was born. And get back in mind and start thinking about the way that you was created. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. It says, while we look not on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. See, we've been looking at ourselves because we can see ourselves. You see, that was what the problem with Adam was, that when Adam saw himself after he partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he became afraid of God. He realized he had done something against God. But if we can get back to a place where we don't look at ourselves, but look at the Word and see what the Word says about us, and what the Word says about us is truth, because God's Word is truth. And God said, I sent my Word to accomplish that which I sent it to do. So the Word came to give you salvation and to make you a new person in himself. It wasn't something we did, but it's what God did for himself. That God didn't just do it. God just don't, we say God does it for you. But God, he said, I do things also for my name's sake. because I'm a great king, and because I'm a great king, I have to protect my name. If you trust in me, I'll do what I say, because what? I want to protect my name, amen. And see, God will do this not only just for your sake, but he said, I'll do this for my name's sake if you would just believe in me and accept my son as a means for payment for your sin. He died in your place so you can live in this place. So now we can live in this place on earth, because you see, everybody's trying to get to heaven, amen. God never told man that he was going to be in heaven. Now, if we take heaven as a place, if we take heaven as a realm, you see, God said you are already in the heavenly realm. But you're still working trying to do it. I like 5:5, 1 Corinthians 5:5. He said, now he that had walked for us the self same thing is God. You see, God did it, you see. You see, it's God that did this thing. It's not that we did this thing. God, that was, he said we was going to do it. God said he was going to do it. But everybody is still bowed down, saying, one of these days, after a while, I wait till I get over yonder. When I get over yonder, everything going to be all right. God said you can have heaven on earth. I'm trying to send heaven to earth. I'm trying to send what is up here down there to you. And I've sent it a means for you to be able to enjoy the things of heaven on earth, but you just won't receive it. Your thinking is still wrong. You're still thinking you're something that you're not. You're still thinking you're in a place that you're not in. See, the Bible said you might be in the earth, but you're not of the earth. Because what? You've been born again. If I've been born again, then I'm not of the earth anymore. I'm of heaven. Because God is not looking at my flesh, because that which is seen is my flesh. But God is looking at the unseen thing. That is my spirit. You see, we judge in ourselves after the flesh. And Jesus said, I judge no man. I judge you after the means of your heart, not after your flesh. That is why God can save everybody, because he don't look at their flesh no more. He's not looking at whether you're Jew or Gentile. He's not looking at you that way. He's looking at your heart, and all the hearts and minds are made the same because God created it that way, and that is what God is looking at. So you got to stop putting yourself down and realize that, and say to yourself, I am somebody because God made me somebody, amen. I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do, because the word says that I can do it. And if it been done before, it can be done again. And Jesus has already done it before, letting you know that the same thing he did, you can also do if you believe that you are not of the old man, but of the new man, and that you are now in his likeness because you've been born again. If you can accept that, God said, you can walk above sin like I did. You see, it's in our thinking. You know, the war is not with the devil anymore. The war is with our mind. The war is the way we think. You see, that's what the battle going on. The battle is in your mind, because you can't accept it, because you're looking at what you see more than what it is that you believe. You see, what you see tells you that you haven't made it. What you see tells you that you are not. But God said, don't be looking at the temporary thing. I just got that thing there for a time, because even that the thing that you see, I got another body for you to put you in, to put your spirit in, so that you won't be of the blood, you'll be of the spirit. Amen. You won't have a natural body no more, but I'm going to give you a spiritual body. But while you're in this natural, walk as though you are still, you are in the spirit. You see, that's our problem. We won't become thoughtful of what God did for us. You see, what Jesus did on the cross for us, we don't sometimes think about all that he did for us. But what he did for us was enough for us to be where God wanted us to be. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. If you turn there right quick, I'm trying to move through. Ephesians chapter 2. Because if I keep thinking the way I'm thinking, I'm never going to become who God says that I am. It's not because God hasn't done it. It's because my mind hasn't aligned up with my spirit. You see, that's one of the things we got to do. We got to get our mind lined up with the word. And when we mind line up with the word will start working for us. You see, until you line up, you can't get all the benefits out of the thing Jesus did for you until your mind lined up with the word. Now, Ephesians 2 and 6. Let's show you. See, people trying to work to get to heaven. Yeah, I just want to go to heaven. The reason I'm doing this, I want to go to heaven. But listen to what the word says. He said, and he has raised us up together. And he has raised us up together. What? We've been raised up together with him. Who's the him? We've been raised up with Jesus. And he said, being that we raised up together and made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. We're trying to get to heaven. Everybody working trying to get to heaven. And God didn't say that you was going to reign in heaven with him. He said you're going to reign on the earth with him 1,000 years. Amen. Revelation chapter 21 says, I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven to the earth. You see, if you going up there, you're going to miss Jesus, or you're going to miss the city that you're supposed to live in because you're trying to go up. And God trying to bring heaven down to us. Hallelujah. God said that heaven is my throne, but I gave the earth to man. Now, how are you trying to go up there and take God's stuff? You're trying to take God's stuff. When he said heaven was his, but he gave the earth to you. So now you want to leave the earth and go up there to heaven and take God's kingdom. And when God said, I want you to rule on earth, he gave Adam dominion over the earth. He didn't give Adam dominion over heaven. You got to realize your thinking got to change. Your thinking got to change. Your thinking got to change because you're just like Nimrod. Nimrod was trying to work his way to heaven. He was trying to build him a tower. He was trying to get to heaven by building himself a way to get there and not accept the way that God gave him to get there. You see, we're doing the same thing today. And that's what, when I say, that's what religion do to you. Religion have you trying to build your own way to heaven when God has already made you a way. And Jesus said, I am that way, the truth and the life. See, we're trying to do something, but we won't do it God's way. And Jesus said, the thing I need you to do is just believe. I want you to believe your way in. I didn't ask you to work your way in. I want you to believe your way to heaven. I want you to believe your way to the heavenly realm. You see, God is trying to take you to another realm because right here in the earth, there's two realms going on. There's the kingdom of God, or we call it the kingdom of heaven. And then there's the kingdom of Satan, or we call it the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of life. Two kingdoms is operating here. But the kingdom that is not seen is the most powerful kingdom. The kingdom that you can't see is the kingdom that's going to endure forever. Which kingdom do you want to be in? If you want to be in the kingdom that's going to endure forever, then if you've been born again, God said, I have already placed you there. I've already called you to sit in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You see, God made us blameless before himself through his son, Jesus Christ. He made us holy through himself, you know. And people still be putting on all this stuff trying to be holy. Oh, child, I just want to be holy. Your thinking is not right. If your thinking was right, you'll realize God has already made you that. And you're working yourself to the bone, trying to be something that God has already made you. Why don't we just accept what the word say and let God's word be true and let what you see be a lie? You see, I'm not trying to get to heaven realm. I'm already in the heavenly realm. Why are we still trying to get somewhere that God has already placed us? Now, because I've been born again, And God said, I sit in heaven with him. So God has sent me from heaven. He sent my spirit again from heaven, like Jesus was. Jesus came from heaven, and we are in his likeness. He sent his spirit from heaven to the earth to represent heaven. You see, now, while we're here now, the reason we don't know what to do while we're here, because we don't know who we are while we're here. You see, but that is why people get bored. That's why people get wore out. That is why people backslide, because they've been called for a purpose, and then they don't know the purpose that they was called for. And if you don't know your purpose, you can't fulfill it. Amen. And so God said, I called you to be a witness to me. But what are we being a witness to? We're being a witness of God's works that he's done for us. That's what we bear witness to, the truth. We bear witness that the kingdom of God is stronger than the kingdom of Satan. That's what we bear witness to. And God came to show that by many means and many things that he did. He was trying to show us how to do it as a man. You see, Jesus didn't operate as God while he was here. He operated as a man just like you. 2 Corinthians verse 5, chapter 5, verse 20. Listen to what it says, that who we are here now. This is just part of it. This is not all of it. Now, the Bible said now, look at here. He said, now then we are ambassadors for Christ's sake, for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. And he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Well, look what God has done for us. He said, now you are ambassadors. Being an ambassador, that means you are a representative in the earth. And he has put us here to represent heaven. You see, that's what we're here. We are God's representative. Just like John was God's representative, John came first to represent Jesus. John said, I am not the light, but I came to bear witness. To bear witness means I came to represent the light. I came to introduce the light to you. And because God has us here, he has us here to introduce the light to others so that they can see what we see and so that they can act like Christ acted and do what Christ did. He made us representatives here. Now, one thing about if you are a representative of Christ, there's something that we don't do as an ambassador. As an ambassador, amen, the first thing we don't do as an ambassador, an ambassador never give their own opinion. And did you hear what I said there? Ambassadors never give their own opinion. They only say what is written in their constitution or what is written by the government of the kingdom. So I don't have no opinion about anything. I'm only here to represent. I don't have the final word. I don't have the final say. You see, it's the king of the kingdom that has the final say, and God is the king of all kings. Why did he say he was king of all kings? He a king, and he made you a king. He rules in heaven, but he said, I want you to be king and rule on the earth. You see, that's what God put us here to. To come down and represent him. You see, we are God's representative in the earth. I won't go to the scriptures, but I look at what Jesus said, because Jesus was God's representative in the earth. And Jesus said, as I was in the earth, so are you. Everything I did, so shall you do. And when Jesus began to speak, Jesus said, I only say what my Father tells me to say. I don't have my own opinion about anything. I say what the Father says, because I'm not here representing myself, but I'm representing my Father. See, that's what an ambassador does. An ambassador don't give out his opinion about anything, because an ambassador can't change the words of the king. And being that the king has written, I believe it was Pilate or Herod said to the Israelite when they wanted to say, he wrote on the headstone, Jesus, the King of the Jews. And they said, no, don't you write that. Don't you write that. And then the king said, what I have written is what I've written. It can't be changed. It can't be altered because the words of a king can't be changed or can't be altered. And the ambassador that represent him has to say what the king says. Not your own opinion. You see, what it is that we give too many opinions about things because we think we are representing ourselves and not realize you're not representing yourself, you're representing the king. That's why we call it a kingdom, because you represent the king of the kingdom. And now Jesus is Lord. When we say Jesus is Lord, that means Jesus is the owner. See, he put you here to represent the owner of the land. He put you here to represent the owner of the kingdom. And if you don't represent the kingdom right, there's consequence to not represent God in the right way. See, Moses had a purpose. Moses was supposed to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and was supposed to lead them to the promised land. But Moses didn't make it to the promised land. And the reason Moses didn't make it to the promised land is because he misrepresented God. See, we got to be careful how we represent God. Those that say they are speaking for God, you better start being careful what you say about God, because you can get in trouble, because what you say, if you're saying something that God didn't say, you're misrepresenting God. If you live in a manner that God didn't tell you to live, you're misrepresenting God. You see, God said, Moses, the people want water. I want you to go speak to the rock. But rather than for Moses to go speak to the rock, in his anger, he smote the rock. You see, and God said, Moses, you've done a terrible thing. You have misrepresented me. I didn't ask you to strike the rock. I told you to speak to the rock. Now, because you have misrepresented me, you're not going to finish your purpose. You're not going to finish what I called you to do, is because you misrepresented me. See, be careful how we represent God. Realize you're a representative of God, and you only say what God says. You only do what God told you to do. That's what Jesus said. I only do what my Father told me to do. I don't do nothing of my own. Everything I see my Father do is what I do. Everything I say is what my Father say, because Jesus didn't want to misrepresent God, because he was God's representative in the earth. You see, we are God's representative in the earth now. That is why when the Bible said we bear witness means we represent. We're supposed to represent righteousness. We're supposed to represent what holy is. We're supposed to represent what salvation is. We're supposed to represent the power of God. You see, that's why God has us here. But as long as we're thinking that we are somebody else and not who God says we are, we won't be able to do none of the things God called us to do, is because we are still waiting on something that God has already given. You got it, but you don't know it. And so tonight, I just wanted to give that thought. Don't think the way you were born. Think the way you was created. And if any man be in Christ, realize that you are a new creation. God has made you over. God has made you new again. God has put you back in the kingdom, back in a spot like he put Adam in. You see, Eden was a spot. God put him in that spot to keep the land, to cause the land to be fertile, to bring forth fruit, to dominate the cattle, to dominate the fish of the sea, the birds of the air. You see, God gave man dominion, and Jesus came to show the dominion that God gave mankind. But if you don't realize that you are that, then you can't operate the power of the kingdom. It's because you don't realize you're in the kingdom. You still think you're in the flesh. And if you still think you're in the flesh, you're going to be doing things of the flesh. But when you become minded of the things of the Spirit, then you'll start doing the things of the Spirit. That's why the Bible says, seek those things which are from above and not the things on the earth. So let us change our mind. Let us repent let us start thinking differently. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you're unsaved tonight, your problem is that you don't know your identity. You see, the reason the dog barks because he believes he knows he's a dog. If the dog thought he was a cat, maybe he would say meow. If you're still thinking that you're a sinner when God didn't call you a saint, then you're still acting like a sinner because you think you're a sinner. You see, God wants to change our mind. Your mind got to be changed. So start thinking not the way you was born, but start thinking the way you was created. In Jesus' name, amen. Back into you, brother.
Amen. Praise God on the night. We thank God, amen, for Bishop Page on the night. Hallelujah. Amen. Start thinking how you're born. Praise God, instead of how, I start thinking how you were created instead of how you were born. Praise God, hallelujah. When he first said that, the immediate thought I had was Jacob. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all remember, y'all know the story about Jacob and Esau. Remember when the angel came to his mama and he told his mama, you are pregnant with two nations. You got two nations in your belly. This is what he told her. Hallelujah. That's what he was created. Jacob and Esau were both created nations. Hallelujah, amen. Not just nations, but mighty nations. But the way they were born, hallelujah, amen. They were born in a conflict. They were born in the middle of a fight. They were having a fight. Hallelujah, when they were born and when Jacob, hallelujah, when Esau came out, Jacob had a hope, hallelujah, of Esau's heel. Hallelujah, praise God. So because he had a hope of Esau's heel, his parents named him Jacob, which literally means heel. Hallelujah, you know, to be a heel is to be a hustler, a swindler. Hallelujah, a con man. Praise God. And because, amen, of what he did when he was born, praise God, on tonight, he had the reputation and he had that on his life, amen, that that's who he was. And because that's what they named him, that's what he did. Hallelujah, praise God. But remember, amen, how Jacob's story, I don't know if it's like halfway through, three quarters of the way through, he had a wrestling match with an angel. Hallelujah. We say he wrestled with God. Hallelujah, praise God. And at the end of this wrestling match, amen, the angel told Jacob something, amen, that made him change his mind about who he was. He told him who his real identity was. He was not, amen, one, praise God, that was a hustler or a con man or a swindler. His name was actually Israel. Hallelujah. Israel. Hallelujah. Which has, it has several definitions. The one main definition we use is the prince. Hallelujah. Jacob, I mean, Israel means prince. Hallelujah. Israel means one who wrestles with God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So he's not a con man. I'm not a hustler. I'm not a swindler. I'm not a sinner. I'm not a whoremonger. I'm not a whore. I'm not a liar. I'm not a thief. Praise God. I'm not a gambler. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm one who's wrestling. Oh, hallelujah. I'm wrestling with God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, and if I know who I am, I'm going to keep doing the things that I'm doing, not realizing I'm just wrestling with my identity. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm wrestling with who I think I am. Hallelujah. Versus who I know I am. Praise God on tonight. I thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We need to think how we were created, not how we were born. Praise God. Jesus is a prime example of that also. Hallelujah. He was created miraculously. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Praise God, amen, born of a virgin. Praise God, hallelujah. But if he went by the way he was born, see, it's a good thing we can't remember how we was born or the environment we were in when we was born. Hallelujah. Some of us, it's good we can't remember way far that back, because if we remember that far back into our lives, it would be discouraging. Hallelujah. It would be discouraging to Jesus to know, to be able to remember as a child, I was born, hallelujah, in a barn. Hallelujah. They wrapped me up with milk rags. Hallelujah. We was on the run in Egypt for 2 years, running from the cops because they wanted to kill me. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the environment he was born into. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if he would have been concentrating on how he was born, some of y'all don't want to look at y'all families right now. Y'all don't want to look at the book. Hallelujah. You don't want to call your parents. You don't want to talk to your siblings. Hallelujah. Because you hate to be reminded of the environment you came up in. Hallelujah. But the environment you came up in does not define you. Like the man of God said tonight, what defines you is who God said you are. And God said you are his child on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight for the man of God. We thank you for the word that he brought forth on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to walk this word out. Help us for us to get into our psyche. Hallelujah. For it to sink down in our souls. Hallelujah. Amen. That we are your children. We are who you say we are. Hallelujah. Not even who we think we are. We are who you say we are. Hallelujah. And if we believe who you say we are, hallelujah, we will act according to your word. We thank you on tonight. And we praise your mighty name. Lord, replenish the man of God, the virtue that he has poured out onto us tonight. Continue molding and shaping him, Lord. Continue enlightening him. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you on tonight for everything that you are doing and are about to do in his life and in his ministry, Lord. We thank you on tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. We want to go to the phone lines on tonight. We want to open the phone lines back up before we get up out of here. If somebody on the line tonight, maybe you called in late, didn't get a chance to testify, amen, and praise God. Or maybe you've been on the line the whole time, if you heard the word of God, amen, and you want to praise God, give a comment to the man of God on tonight, amen, or perhaps, amen, God just put it on your heart. To say something on tonight. The phone lines are open at this time. Once again, if you're out there on Facebook, please, please, you can call into the line 516-666-9967 before we get off the line tonight. And praise God, if you don't want to call in, you can leave your comments, you can leave your testimonies and prayer requests in the comment box. We will put those on the throne of grace. The phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Praise God. We just amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for each and every person who's called in. Everybody who tuned in on tonight, we thank God for all of our callers on tonight. We thank God for the man of God who brought forth that powerful word on tonight. Remember, think how you were born. Hallelujah, amen. And not, how you were created, not how you were born. Praise God, hallelujah. How did God create you? In his image. Hallelujah, in his likeness. He told Jeremiah before, hallelujah, you was in your mother's womb. Before I shaped you in your mother's womb. Hallelujah, amen. I knew you. Hallelujah, and I ordained you. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So how did God create you? What did the word say? Hallelujah, in his image and his likeness. Praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says this, it says, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. For those that he foreknew and predestined to conform to the image of his son, Christ Jesus. But pre-knew, that means I knew you before, hallelujah, and I already predestined you to conform, to change into the image of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Before you were born, I knew you, hallelujah, and predestined you. Oh, my God. See, if we can wrap our heads around, we are predestined to conform to the image of Jesus. See, all too many times we've been told in our lives, you're not Jesus. Hallelujah, you ain't God. Hallelujah, who you think you is, you ain't God. Hallelujah, amen. We were taught as kids. I'm 42. I was taught, amen, when you try to put yourself up there with God, you commit blasphemy. You can go to hell for that. Don't try to say you like God now. Wait a minute. You ain't Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Bible says we were predestined to conform to his image. Hallelujah. And if you believe that you are predestined to conform to his image, that means that God has already seen you as him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All you got to do is see yourself as him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So it goes back to how do you see yourself? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do you believe what God said about you, or you going to believe what mama said? Hallelujah. You just like your daddy. You going to believe that? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, which daddy are you talking about, mama? Because if you're talking about Jesus, hallelujah. If you're talking about God, amen, I'm going to sign up for that. But if you're talking about that dude, amen, that you don't like, hallelujah, praise God, amen, my paper daddy, amen, my biological father, amen, I'm not going to roll with that. Hallelujah. Which one you going to roll with, amen? Hallelujah. You just like your trifling mama. You going to roll with that? Oh, hallelujah, on tonight, praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. It was brought forth on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Think how you were created. Amen. And not how you were born. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for Bishop Page being on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for Apostle Betty Thomas on out there live with us on Facebook. Praise God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. My daughter's out there watching. We thank God for you. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God, and we're getting ready to pray out. Before we pray out, one last time, do we have any testimonies or prayer requests to put on the throne of grace on tonight?
Pray for the families. Pray for the families of God, and pray for those who are sick and shut in. Pray for those who are incarcerated and wasn't guilty of it. I mean, pray for a release. Pray for those in the streets they'll find homes to live in. Pray for those who are homeless that there'll be food be given to them. Pray much for our families. You know, it would be kind of bad to see everybody go to heaven and your family be lost. Pray for your families. Pray for your families. Amen. And pray for the people of God. And pray for my family. And we'll send up a prayer for your family. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Also, seeking prayer for churches that is all around and that we become spiritual and not religious is because what I have found that in the churches we have religious people, one that just, and that there is a difference between a religious person and a spiritual person, because I believe that a spiritual person is a person that minds the things of God, and a religious person is a person that just does things religiously. I just come to church every Sunday, and then I go home, and then I religiously do the minds of the things of the world, and so I just praying for the churches all around America. United States as a whole, just God's churches, period. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Any more prayer requests to play on the throne of grace on tonight? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, as humbly as we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, not only for the word that you gave us on tonight about who we are, about how you created us, Lord, but about repentance, Lord, about changing our mindset, Lord. Lord, we pray for those on the highways and byways tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for those in the hospitals. We pray for those that are sick and shut in, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for those families that are grieving in the funeral homes tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. That they receive the message of repentance as well in their lives. Hallelujah. That if they just change their mind, not only about who they are, hallelujah, but about their circumstances, Lord, that they can finally see who they are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you go to the prisons on tonight. Hallelujah. Encourage those that are incarcerated, hallelujah, amen, falsely, Lord. And Lord, help those that are in there legitimately, Lord, but help them, Lord, to turn turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. Help everyone to see that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one will get to through the Father unless they go by you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you bless the churches on tonight. Touch the body of Christ. Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. All denominations, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to see, amen, that we are not separate. Hallelujah. But we are equal. Amen. That we are all members of the body, Lord. Hallelujah. That we need each other, amen, to function, Lord. Hallelujah. That our sole purpose is to serve you, to praise you, to lift your name up, to magnify you, that you get the glory, Lord. Help us to put our differences aside. Hallelujah. Not as just a people. Hallelujah. Not as just a culture. Amen. But as a nation, as a world, as a whole, Lord. Help us to see that we are all the same. We are all created in the sight of God. Hallelujah. We are all your children, Lord. Hey, amen. And we thank you for that on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you gave your son for the world. Hallelujah. That whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, Lord. Hallelujah. Help our family members on tonight. Hallelujah. Help them to see that repentance is the key to salvation. Help them to change their mind. Hallelujah. Not just about their circumstances, but about who they are in Christ Jesus, Lord. We thank you on tonight. We will continue to magnify your name. We will continue to praise you. Hallelujah. We will continue to have a song in our heart for you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, because we are in love with you. Hallelujah, because we love you. We're going to magnify you because we love you. We're going to praise you. Hallelujah, because we love you. We're going to lift your name up high and holy, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Not only do we love you, Lord, but we appreciate you. Hallelujah, for each and everything that you do in our lives, Lord. And as we leave this line, but never from your presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time. And on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. On behalf of the Anointed Truth of Christ, hallelujah, and Care Radio and Television Ministries. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all Thursday night, hallelujah, on Thursday Night Thunder with our guest speaker, Sister Valencia Scott. Y'all have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time. Praise God. My shelter from the storm.
many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus. Hallelujah.
Cornerstone. God in the flesh, now seated upon his throne. Jehovah Shalom, he is my peace. Jehovah Jireh, cause he's provided for me. When I'm in trouble, about to lose my mind, I call on Jesus and he steps in on time. Every name I love to hear,
than the honey.